Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Lee, L-E-E, first name Kyo, K-Y-O, date of birth March 21, 1942, date of evaluation April 9, 2024. The referring physician, the patient was referred by his neighbor, John Gardner, the HPI. The patient is an 82-year-old retired Korean physician with ischemic cardiomyopathy and left ventricular ejection fraction of 20%, period. He was initially noted to have a correction and ejection fraction of 40% after an anterior myocardial infarction, that is post LAD-PCI at Summit Medical Center, period. He is status post dual chamber ICD on March 7th, 2013, period. Referred has history of diabetes with hemoglobin A1C of 7, period. He was hospitalized for hyperkalemia in June of 2022, gout, chronic kidney disease stage 3, diabetes type 2, paroxysmal atrial flutter, on device interrogation, period. He further had hospital admission for fever of unknown origin without clear source in April of 2023, period. He had recent pneumonia and CHF exacerbation in February of 2024, period. The patient now presents with 3-month history of shortness of breath, period. He reports dyspnea on walking to the bathroom, period. He further reports symptoms of orthopnea, but no chest pain, period. His past medical history, as noted, includes that of ischemic cardiomyopathy with left ventricular ejection fraction of 20%. Next number, diabetes type 2. Next number, congestive heart failure. Next number, hypercholesterolemia. Next number, diabetes. Next number, anterior myocardial infarction, June 7, 2012, status post PCI of DLAD. Next number, PCI of left circumflex with drug-eluting stent times 2. Next number, 70% proximal RCA, but FFR noted to be 0.91. Medical management was recommended, period. February 17, 2022, the proximal posterolateral branch stenosis was noted at 80% mid-LAD stenosis, period. Moderate RFR negative, period. Mid-left circumflex had a drug-eluting stent, period. The current medications include indoor 30 milligrams daily, next number, carvedilol 6.25 milligrams BID, next number, aspirin 81 milligrams, next number, torsemide 20 milligrams daily, next number, furosemide 20 milligrams PRN. Next number, Eliquis. The review system, the patient was unaware that he had paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Review systems otherwise unremarkable. Allergies, no known drug allergies, but appears to have had hyperkalemia in the setting of lisinopril and spironolactone. Family history, unremarkable. Social history, he is a prior smoker but denies alcohol use. He is having continuing nosebleed secondary to Eliquis. The review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 108/65, pulse 86, respiratory rate 20, height 65 inches, weight 129.2 pounds. In general, he is a thin, cachectic male who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Cardiac exam reveals a soft systolic murmur at the left parasternal border. There is mild right upper quadrant tenderness on the abdominal exam, period. The ECG demonstrates a sinus rhythm 86 beats per minute. Frequent PVCs noted, period. The impression, this is an 82-year-old male with history of ischemic cardiomyopathy, period. He further has history of chronic kidney disease, period. On the current examination, he appears somewhat volume depleted, period. He apparently has had paroxysmal atrial flutter. However, he was unaware of this during the examination, period. He has chronic kidney disease as noted, period. The plan / recommendation, I have recommended discontinue LASIX and Eliquis at this time, especially given the significant nasal bleeding, period. He is to reduce torsemide from 20 milligrams to half tablet daily, period. In addition, he is to start Entresto 24/26, half BID, period. Reduce allopurinol to 100 milligrams daily, given history of gouty arthritis and chronic kidney disease, period. I have ordered echocardiogram, period. I will see him following his echocardiogram. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Kyle Lee. Thank you.